الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم. اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان، اللهم سلمنا لرمضان وسلم رمضان لنا وسلمه لنا متقبلا. Before we start our actual talk, just a reminder for all of us that on the day of Jummah, one of the special ibadats of the day of Jummah is the recitation of Durood Sharif Salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should read every day Durood, and on the day of Jummah we should try and increase our Durood. As much as we can increase it, it is one of the very special ibadats of the day of Jummah. And also when we are in Madinatul Munawwara, then we should try and read as much Durood Sharif as possible. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. One other point, that we all, the whole country, even India, many countries are in the election mood now. And everyone is thinking about elections. But the main thing in elections is not where we're going to put the tick or the cross, but what our actions are. According to our actions, Allah Ta'ala puts rulers over us. If our actions are good, then Allah puts good and kind rulers over us. And if our actions are bad, Allah that cause havoc. And then we blame the rulers, but actually it is our own action. And normally also in this aspect, we are worried about other people, that what they are doing. But we are not worried of ourselves, what we are doing. We can very easily see the wrongs of others, but we don't see our own wrongs. A person said, I wanted to change the whole world, but I couldn't succeed. Then I want to change my whole country, I couldn't. My whole province, I couldn't. My town, I couldn't. Then my old age, I realized if I had changed myself, then that would have changed many people. So if we all get concerned of correcting ourselves, and we do what we are supposed to do according to our deen, which is the absolute solution. Bringing deen in its completion in our life, that is the perfect solution. When Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam came in this world, everyone knows how terrible the conditions were, the worst conditions. But he brought Iman and Islam, and that changed the conditions not only of Hijaz, Muqaddas, the Arabian Peninsula, Saudi Arabia, but that changed the conditions of the world. And unfortunately, when we as Muslims drifted from that, we went again into a modern way of life, a Western way of life, alien way of life, then all those old problems have come back again. So all we have to do now also is bring Islam in its entirety into my life. I am responsible. Allah give me tawfiq, all of us, to understand. We want to point fingers at the wife, at the children, at everyone else, but I myself am to blame. If I come right, everyone else will come right. May Allah give us tawfiq. We are, alhamdulillah, on the threshold, very close to the honorable and auspicious month of Ramadan. With regard to this great and honorable month, Allah is Sharif, so much has come in this ayat-e kareema that I have recited. Allah Ta'ala says, Shahrul Ramadan, the month of Ramadan. In one aspect, what a great month that this month has come. Just like if we go to Madinatul Munawwara, and perhaps we were a bit sleepy, tired of our journey, one person says, oh, there's the Green Dome. They're just saying the Green Dome, it revives everyone again. Or we see the Haram of Makkah. Oh, there's the Haram of Makkah. There are the Mina. Like that, Allah make it that we all can see the month of Ramadan is here. What a great, splendid, honorable month. It is really the festive season of a mu'min. As everyone has got a certain season he looks for. Businessmen look for their season when your business is going to be. Sports people perhaps look at their season. Farmers look at their season. Everyone has got a season. The real season for a mu'min and a believer is the season now, the month of Ramadan. And which has started in our previous month, the month of Rajab. Then now the month which we are in, the month of Sha'ban. And then the glorious and honorable month of Ramadan. In which Allah Ta'ala says that there is one night in there, khayrun min alfi shahr. That one night, the night of power, Laylatul Qadr, better than 1,000 months. Which equals to better than 83 years and 4 months. The ibadat of that one, this great month is right at our doorstep now. So we should be all looking forward to it. We find in the Hadith Sharif that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts beautifying Ramadan right from the beginning of the year, which means Muharram, 9 months in advance. Every year Allah beautifies Jannat more for the coming of this great month. Like many of us perhaps, a wedding occasion coming in the house, or even for the month of Ramadan we might do spring cleaning of the house, get everything ready for Eid, for whatever. Allah Ta'ala gets everything ready in Jannat for the coming of this great month, and 9 months in advance. Hazrat Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, from the beginning of Rajab, 2 months in advance, you should make dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban. Oh Allah, give us barakat in the month of Rajab and Sha'ban. Waballighna Ramadan. And oh Allah, let us reach Ramadan. We see also, we are hearing so many of funerals, mayyats that are taking place. Of course, so much before. It happens almost every year. Just before Ramadan, many people pass away. Whether we're going to get this honorable month, we also don't know. Many people on the eve of Ramadan also they pass away. So, yeah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was always eager for Akhirah, who said, Allahumma la aishu illa aish al-Akhirah. The real enjoyment is the Akhirah. But for the month of Ramadan, he's making dua to Allah. Ya Allah, give us this month of Ramadan. Because of the great, great goodness that is in this great month. So, this dua, and then the barakat of the month of Rajab, where there is a lot of barakat. It is one of the Islamic calendar, one of the 4 months which are known as Ashhur-e-Hurum, the sacred month. And besides that, the event of Mi'raj was the real event that took place in this month. Famous that Rajab took place, Mi'raj took place in the month of Rajab. And the sum total of Mi'raj is to build our iman and yaqeen. Because a journey like Mi'raj, from where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in the house of Hani, there to the Haram of Mecca, from there to Baytul Maqdis, Baytul Muqaddas in Jerusalem, and from there the seven heavens, and to that place which no one before reached, and no one till Qiyamah will reach. That all that in a part of a night. This cannot be fathomed by the brain. Our iman is not by our brain and what we think is logical and what we think is right. Yeah, many people miss the boat and go in the wrong direction when we only want to accept those things which we can understand, what we can fathom. Iman has to do with the heart. Right at the beginning of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. They are the iman people, are those people who believe in the unseen. So this is that iman and mi'raj, only with that iman of the heart, that the words of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam 100% true. The words of Allah Ta'ala, Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa. That in a part of a night, Allah had made Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam go through this whole journey. So one is that yaqeen of ours, not only on Mi'raj, 100% physically, bodily. Allah Ta'ala took Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam from Makkah Sharif and this whole journey in a part of a night, when that time, even today, with our jets and all our speed that we have, it cannot be accomplished. Until the day of Qiyamah, it cannot be. But in those days, it was even more impossible. But Allah's Qudrat, that is our ibad. And this is the great blessing of ilm and knowledge that a person has. He gains the ma'rifat and recognition of Allah, that Allah is above everything. There are so many things which are impossible for us. For Allah, there is nothing impossible. Just one little example. Every person sees with his eyes. Allah made it like that. But Allah has got Qudrat. You can see with any part of the body. But Allah made it. And in the eye, the real thing that sees is the pupil. The right middle part of the eye, which everyone sees black. We say somebody got brown eyes, green eyes, blue eyes. That is what is around that. The pupil, everyone sees black. And the pupil is the thing that sees. So Allah kept light in darkness. But for Allah, what is it? For us, in darkness we cannot see. What is black we cannot see. In a black night, etc. But Allah made in the blackness, Allah put light. Another lesser example, the world Allah Ta'ala has made round like this. And it's logical, we understand the people who are on the top of the world, their feet are at the bottom. Their heads are on top. The buses, trains, cars that are moving, wheels at the bottom, the body is on top. But at the bottom of the earth is round like a ball, more or less oval. At the bottom, the people's legs are on top and their heads are at the bottom. Trains are moving like that. And really, we should also then think that everyone should be just dropping down when there is nothing around the world but Allah's Qudrat. Nobody ever we hear that the people in Cape Town, in the southern parts of the world, the people are walking upside down. What is, Allah makes us see it and we see it the right way up. That is Allah Ta'ala. So what is it difficult to understand Mi'raj and this great and the great miracles Allah Ta'ala has given them. And when Allah wishes, He gives His awliya also such karamat. Wa karamatul awliya haqqun. It is haqq, the truth, the karamat of the awliya also. So this, if we look at it with our minds, we cannot understand it. People who read Quran Sharif, in such a short while, they make khatam of the Quran, is a karamat from Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, with your mind, you cannot understand it. But from your heart, we believe it. When Allah gives that barakat in time, it gets done so easily. Anyway, so Iman is one great lesson we learn from Mi'raj. Another great lesson Allah, a great gift Allah has given in the month of Rajab was the gift of Salat of Namaz. This is a great, great gift. By whom is it given? If somebody great, very honorable, gives you a small little thing, but who gave it? That is important. And if a small person, insignificant person, but he gave you something very big, that also you appreciate. This is given by Allah Ta'ala. And it is the greatest gift after namaz, after iman, the greatest gift after iman. And then again, namaz, salat is that one order of Allah, which Allah did not make farz on the earth yet. Allah called Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam to him and then gave the gift of namaz. Iman, Hajj, Zakat, everything else was made farz. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came and he gave the order of it. But for namaz, Allah took Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam up to him and then gave him this great gift of namaz. So how much shouldn't we appreciate it? Appreciation is that we make our namazes, make them according to their requirements in the masjid, with jamaat, with all the requirements, then see namazes farz in a day. Allah reduced it to 5, but the reward is still kept of 50. We make 5 times namaz, Allah still gives the reward of 50 times. And to make 50 times a day namaz would have been that told all the time we should just have been in namaz. But Allah relieved us, gave us only 5 times, but He gives us the reward of 50. So namaz is a great, great gift of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif that namaz is that ibadah that إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. That namaz will block you, will stop you from all evil, lewd, shameless deeds, all sins. Namaz will stop you. We all know we are involved. I myself, all where we have got weaknesses. We are human beings. I've got this weakness. I've got that weakness. We try and remedy every weakness. Very difficult. Just fix up our namaz, and namaz will block all this. Block all this. But we don't pay attention to that. It is just like in the season of autumn, the leaves fall from the tree. You don't have to shake the branches to let the leaves fall. Your back gets sore picking up the leaves. So many leaves are falling all the time. So when we will correct our namaz, we won't have to get rid of sins. Sins will leave us. They will just go away. All our bad habits, whatever bad habits we have got, We fix up our namaz and all sins will leave us. They will go away. Allah give us. This is a great gift of the month of Rajab. In the month of Shaban in which we are and which will be next week, Saturday night, the middle night of Shaban, the great, there are a lot of barakat. Shaban, the most rozas the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept. Ramadan is far as all the rozas, but besides that, the most rozas fast were in the month of Ramadan. So this sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has fasted so much. It has been presented to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in this month. And I wish that my actions must be presented while I'm in a state of fasting. So Allah will look favorably at my actions. Allah's Nabi, pure of sin. We can't even use the word of sin in relation to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah forgive us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam far and well above, but he's so much concerned about his own condition. How much more shouldn't we be concerned? So this is that great month. And the 15th night, the middle night, Shabi Bara'a. Laylatul Bara'a, the night of salvation, the night of forgiveness. So to say, Allah Ta'ala is giving us a spiritual cleansing so that we are ready for the great month of Ramadan. Like for example, if we are having a nikah, yeah. Now for example, if there was a nikah and the groom comes in, yeah, and he was a motor mechanic and he was working on his motor cars and he comes with his overall with all grease and dirt, right from the door people will send him away. You're coming in the masjid, you are coming for your nikah, grandpa, change your clothes, come with clean clothes. We are going into the great and auspicious month of Ramadan. So Allah Ta'ala, by in His kindness, so to say, is giving us a spiritual bath. Cleanse yourself. So when this great month of Ramadan comes, you welcome this month. You go into the month of Ramadan clean and pure. Then see the barakat of Ramadan. But if we go into the month of Ramadan, what for example, we are talking loudly in the masjid, which shapes our actions completely. Yeah, in the masjid, whether there is one person or no people, the masjid is a place of sacred, sacred place, honorable place. We have to respect the masjid. No, we must not raise our, we should not speak. If we have to, some necessity, whisper. Right, go to the ear of the person and just whisper, but this loud talking, no. So all these things we are going into the month of Ramadan. And our spiritual sins are more, much more dirty than physical dirt. A person got grease on his body, he's got dirt on his body, whatever. Spiritual sins are even worse. When a person, for example, lies, for us we enjoy, we laugh loudly, we bite it about somebody, we spoke lies about him and we're laughing and rolling on our stomach. But the malaika who are there to protect us, they go so far away because the stench that comes out from that lie. When we look at haram, the stench that comes out, the malaika also cannot tolerate it. So we are filled with all this dirt. Allah gave us the great night when Allah set souls free from the fire of Jahannam in huge amount. We become clean and now we go into the great month of Ramadan. This month is such a great and honorable month that it has come in the hadith that Allah Ta'ala makes every nafal equal to a farad. And a farad Allah multiplies by 70 times. Mujaddid al-Fithani rahmatullah, a great, great alim, wali of Allah, has explained that for us to understand our whole life's nafal namaz, tahajjud, ishraq, all other nafal namazes that we make, cannot equal two rakats of faraz. Two rakats of faraz is fajr namaz. Whole lives of nafal cannot equal the two rakats of faraz. But in this month, every nafal, Allah makes it equal to a faraz. What a great, great. And every farad, Allah multiplies it by 70. How much the rewards are. So this is a month to reap the rewards. A beautiful example ulama have given that if the government of a country gives to all the Muslim citizens a money printing machine that you can print money, 200 rand notes, 100, 50, 20, 10, you can put it where you want to and what notes you want to print. Of course, everyone will put it on 200. Nobody is going to print 10 rand notes. And it's not an automatic machine, you press one button and it will print. But manual, you have to turn it all the time. And they say the machine will only start working when the moon for Ramadan is sighted. Then the machine will start working. And it will stop working when the moon for Eid is sighted. then everyone will be ready with 3, 4 cell phones, everything, that I must be the first one to get the news. The moon is sighted and I can start printing. And without exaggeration, there will be those people day and night, 30 days. Everyone will wish Ramzan must be 30 days, not 29. And till the last, on the last night, everyone will put their cell phones off. I mustn't get the news, Ramzan is finished. I can keep on printing. Nobody will get tired. Why? And that money is 100% legal also. And no tax, no questions asked, all for you. Everyone will be so busy. In the month of Ramadan, what is a 200 rand note? Every subhanallah a person says, every ayat of the Quran Sharif a person reads, the value by Allah, and forever it will be. You'll go to Jannah with it, and it will stay with you forever. This is a great and glorious month. Duas are accepted readily. During the whole day, Allah Ta'ala commands all His creation, and the malaika who are holding up the throne of Allah, who sing the praises of Allah all the time, Allah say, give up the singing of my praises. Say Ameen on the du'as of the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whole day, from Sahri time till sunset. From sunset to Sahri, Allah Himself announces for everyone, what do you want from me? You want health from me? You want finances from me? You want your problems, domestic problems to be solved? Allah, you ask me and I will. What a month that we just keep on asking. And dua, which we are also very negligent, changes the conditions of the world. Duas change. And that weapon of dua Allah has given everyone. And free of charge, whenever we want to, middle of the night you get up, you want to make contact with Allah, you don't have to look for your phone, you don't have to worry that your battery is gone weak, you are not getting a signal, just pick up your hand. And Allah, your connection is made with Allah Ta'ala. And when you phone, so to say to Allah, you won't find that Allah has got a secretary there, and tells you that the boss is out of office. The boss is in a meeting. Whenever, so to say, you'll phone, you'll speak directly to Allah Ta'ala. You won't find a pre-recorded message there that for English press 1, for Afrikaans press 2. No, even if you can't speak, you're a dumb person, Allah will listen to you. And you're a deaf person, you'll hear Allah is speaking to you. What hasn't Allah given us? And this month of Ramadan, may Allah wabaligna Ramadan. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Oh Allah, keep us safe for the month of Ramadan. How many people, accidents, and now all hospitals, the families up and down. Allah save us. How many things happen now? And sallim Ramadan lana. And oh Allah, keep Ramadan also safe. There mustn't be arguments. We find in Ramadan all our fights start. Somebody wants the aircon on, somebody wants it off. The windows open, the windows close. People start fighting unnecessarily. Oh Allah, keep everything smooth for us so we can engage in our ibadah. وَسَلِّمْهُ لَنَا مُتَقَبَّلًا. And oh Allah, all that we earn in the month of Ramadan, keep it for us. That is, let us not lose it. On the night of Ramadan, some Eid ball party. On the day of Ramadan, going to Zule, a fashion parade of the ladies. What we earned, we give it away again. Let it not be like that. What we have earned, keep it. May Allah give us tawfiq. Appreciate and honor this great opportunity we have got. And this is the month to correct ourselves. Our actions come right. Allah will put such rulers that we won't have to complain about load shedding. We won't have to complain of potholes or anything. It's we to blame. It's not anyone else. Our actions come right. And Allah gave us this month. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana.